Hello, Snippets Time with Uta, and wishing you, first of all, a happy new year. So how did you start the new year? With a party or quiet? With TV? Did you go to sleep before 12 o'clock? Well, maybe watching television made you fall asleep. I'm looking back at the Christmas Day TV, and the most watched UK show for 23 years was... well, the final episode of Gavin and Stacey. And it is the UK's most watched TV programme shown on Christmas Day in 23 years. New figures show. Official ratings for the sitcom, which was the centrepiece of BBC One's 2024 festive schedules, was 19.1 million viewers. This was the biggest audience for a Christmas Day broadcast on UK television since the episode of Only Fools and Horses on 25th of December in 2001, which attracted 21.3 million viewers. And the brand new Wallace and Gromit adventure, Vengeance Most Foul, which was also shown on BBC One on Christmas Day 2024, was not far behind, pulling in 16.3 million viewers. Well, I saw both of them. I saw the Gavin and Stacey, and I saw also the Wallace and Gromit. And I must say, Gavin and Stacey, I liked it better. Well, anyway, that is personal. Well, the last Christmas decoration was taken down, the tree as well. And was your tree disposed? Where did your tree go? Well, in Germany, they had a solution. Well, there was a late festive feast for the Berlin Zoo residents. Yes, for the giraffes and other residents in the Berlin Zoo, it was finally time to eat and feast on fir and spruce trees. Yes, fir and spruce trees that did not find homes this festive season were given to some of the animals in what has become an annual event. So what about New Year's resolutions? Dry January? No alcohol? A drink driver was caught by his own creation. Yes, one of the people who designed the modern breathalyzer used by police to measure alcohol levels has been caught drink driving. Richard Lacey, aged 70, was banned from driving for 13 months at Llandrindod, Wales Magistrates Court after admitting driving while over the alcohol limit in Powys last month. He was breathalyzed after a collision near Talgarth. If I didn't pronounce the Welsh place properly, so I apologize. Well, enjoy your drive in a car, either with friends or family, maybe in a new car. More new cars sold across the UK. That's the statistic. The number of new cars registered in the UK rose by 2.6% last year. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders said the total for 2024 was 1.95 million cars, although December's total fell by 0.2% to 140,786 cars. Or, yeah, cars, I think so, vans included. Probably trucks as well. The proportion of electric vehicle registrations was its highest since December 2022 at 19.6%. Well, I wonder if these figures go up and down for the electrical vehicles, because I don't think the sales go too well for those. But anyway, now listen, do something for your health. If you don't use the car, maybe you walk, but you need health, you need strength. Eat protein little and often to rebuild your muscle. Muscle mass decreases by around 3 to 8% per decade after the age of 30, and the rate of decline only increases in your 60s and beyond. Plus, as you age, your body becomes less efficient in building muscle and digesting protein, which supports muscle growth and maintenance. Given that eating a portion of protein has been shown to stimulate muscle growth, and having smaller portions helps support protein digestion in the gut, it becomes more important to spread your protein intake across several meals as we age. So have, for example, half a chicken breast at lunch and another half at dinner instead of one full breast at dinner. which is better to having these smaller portions because it helps support protein digestion in the gut. And the alternative in terms of food, protein-rich eggs. Yes, protein-rich eggs top the snack charts. The humble boiled egg is enjoying a comeback as supermarkets say they are experiencing bumper sales. Valued among health-conscious customers for its high protein, content, egg sales rose by 41% at Waitrose stores in 2024, while Tesco said it had become the most purchased snack in its lunchtime meal deals. Pret-a-manger said it's selling now around 1 million of its egg and spinach protein pots a year. Have to try one then. What about a new exercise regime? Join a gym. January is usually the best sales month of the year for gym memberships. But for those people who can't afford to join a gym or don't have time to go, all is not lost. You can also get fitness benefits from what scientists sometimes call incidental physical activity, which means things like climbing stairs or playing with children. The finding comes from people in a study called UK Biobank who wore activity trackers for a week. In the roughly 22,000 people who did very little structured physical activity, even small daily amounts of incidental activity seemed to benefit their heart health, especially in women. Women who clocked up just 3.5 minutes of vigorous incidental activity per day had about half the risk of having a heart attack or stroke over the 8-year study period than those who did none. Men had a smaller risk reduction, about 16% of if they averaged 5.5 minutes a day. Well, we're talking about vigorous incidental activity. So this might be because women tend to have lower aerobic fitness than men to start with, says Professor Emmanuel Stamatakis, exercise scientist at the University of Sydney. So everyday life offers lots of opportunities for exercise, he adds. But don't get too hot. There was a warning after a sauna incident. Sauna users have been urged to stay hydrated after a woman suffered severe heat stroke with multi-organ failure after basking for too long in the heat. Experts from Birmingham Heartlands Hospital described how a patient needed hospital care for 12 days after heat stroke led to a number of serious health problems, including a heart attack. Stay well, don't jeopardize your health. There are all sorts of health tests, and a new blood test could cut cancer deaths. Testing the blood of people at risk of lung cancer could cut the number of deaths, a study shows. Researchers in the School of Medicine at St. Andrews University found that the test led to earlier cancer detection and a major reduction in deaths. Lung cancer is often only diagnosed when symptoms emerge and the disease is too advanced for effective treatment. Earlier diagnosis is now possible. This is what Dr. Frank Sullivan, Professor of Medicine, said. Well, lungs are affected by respiratory problems. And we have at the moment a lot of colds, flus, and the novavirus is also going round. So be careful. Well, maybe close your mouth. This might sound like a really strange one, but it's more powerful than you might think. Breathing through our mouth is not good for us and is not the best way to get air into our lungs. Our respiratory muscles are more engaged during inhalation when we breathe through our nose, so our lungs can take in more oxygen. And we get more oxygen to the brain. It also creates more calm as breathing in through the nose, well, through the mouth actually, is more of a reactive response when we can't get a breath, so puts us in a fight or flight state. When watching TV or scrolling through our phones, our mouth might be open without us realizing. Closing it can be an easy way to rebalance ourselves. This is what Anna Parker Naples said, and she is a breathwork practitioner, so she must know how to breathe. I suppose so. To stay calm and energized in equal measures, that is what you need. So, rub your earlobes. Well, that's another thing you probably smile about. The ears are rich in nerve endings and acupressure points that are linked to calming and energizing effects on the body. Gently massaging your earlobes with your thumb and index finger can stimulate these points, promoting the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals. Start at the base of the earlobe and work your way up to the top in circular motions for about 2 minutes. This technique is a discreet and simple way to reduce stress and improve your mood on the go. Yeah, switch off, relax on, or train your memory. Would you like to do that? Well, think in pictures and not in words. People often remember images rather than words, so visualization can be a great memory tool. For example, you could remember your shopping list by picturing where each item is in the shop. Well, go to a big shop and you will have problems, but you can train yourself. Make the image as vivid as you can, then repeat the visualization to ensure it becomes clear and consistent in your mind. You can also use associated images. The funnier and more outlandish, the easier they will be to recall. Is one of your 2025 resolutions to learn a new instrument? Maybe you always wanted to do it. Start now. If you could learn to play one musical instrument, which musical instrument would that be? Well, 43% said they would like to play the piano. 28% that said they would like to play the guitar. 7% would like to learn how to play drums. And 3% the violin. 3% also the saxophone. 9%, well, that's a generalization because there are other instruments as well. And 6% said, nah, they wouldn't like to try one. And 2% said, they don't know. Either they don't know which instrument or they just don't know if they want to try one. Well, if you don't want to try an instrument, then try to sing. Sing like Ed. Yes, belt out his songs. Yes, Ed Sheeran. He scored 8th number one hits after Steady Rise. Well, Ed Sheeran has scored an 8th UK number one album with his Tour Collection compilation. The official charts company has confirmed. The album reached the top spot after 14 weeks in the charts, having made its debut in October 2024. It is also number one in the official vinyl albums chart and official record store chart for albums sold in independent UK record shops. Or sing like Robbie Williams. Well, the Robbie Williams premiere was cancelled due to fires. And I'm talking about America. A US premiere of the Robbie Williams biopic, Better Man, was cancelled due to the dangerous wildfire conditions affecting Los Angeles. The former Take That star is played in the film by a CGI chimpanzee, a comment on how the singer felt like a performing monkey in his heydays. And he once said, and it's a quote of the day, "I'm a professional attention seeker. Without attention, I cease to exist." So, Robbie Williams, quote of the day, the singer on why he wanted to make a biopic about his life. And, well, if you don't want to do any of those, just book a holiday. Book a holiday in the sun. I read actually a rather sad story about flying away. And it was about two bodies. They were found in a plane wheel well. Two bodies have been found in a landing gear compartment of a JetBlue aircraft at the US airport. The bodies were located in the wheel well area at Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International Airport, on Monday night, the airline said. They were discovered during a routine post-flight maintenance inspection, JetBlue added. The aircraft had arrived in Fort Lauderdale shortly after 11 p.m. from John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York. In late December, a body was found in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane after it landed in Maui from Chicago. So please, if you book a holiday, book it properly. Book your seats and then off you go. Or enjoy our lovely countryside for walks, because we've got lovely countryside around the area where you live and where we live. So enjoy the fresh air, sunshine, ice, snow, or whatever is there anywhere. Or maybe in a sunny climate, because I will. So that's goodbye from me. And now goodbye from Uta.